And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. As we said, Pete Gray out of the studio, getting a little field research in, and we're stoked that he's taking a little time off. And Corey and I in the studio having a blast with Bob, who's from Costa today. We're talking fishing, just having a great time and a great show, learning a lot about Costa sunglasses, and more importantly, just having fun talking fishing, Corey.
Dude, he was let in by Rudolph, bringing in all kinds of gifts, man. We've got a couple pair of sunglasses, one for the texter, one for the caller. So do, when you text us, make sure you leave your name and telephone number, contact info. And on top of the two pair of sunglasses, we've got a Bill Varney 2024 calendar coming to each individual. And Wooly from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing threw in a 3-quarter-day pass to fish out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, rad. Right? So I guess the coin flip will determine.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. We're giving away so much. It's
so cool.
A Christmas spectacular a little bit early.
Yep, no doubt about it, man. Well, we're having a great time. Again, like Corey said, if you want to get through, busy day on the phones. They're all packed up. It's 213-432-1090. Let's jump into those phones, Corey.
How about it, Jim? Jim from National City. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, Corey. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, just on the new baby. Good work, you guys.
But my question
about swordfish to Bob or even to any of you guys, Rick, I know you have knowledge, but we've talked a lot about that 800-foot, 1,000-foot deep fish. What about swordfish on the surface? What's the technique, or are you fly lining a small bonita mackerel, or is that take place? Can you fish them on the surface? And I'm sure it's some type of sight fishing, but maybe you can talk a little bit about that if that's possible.
The true holy grail.
Yeah. You catch a surface basking swordfish in California and you won. To answer your question, start with burning hundreds of hours in the binos, and you always got to be looking every day of the year. Once you find the fish,
let me stop you real fast and just so that people understand the importance of what you just said and don't skip over it. And that was the every day of the year part.
Yeah.
Because this is Southern California and you are just as likely to see one on a rock cod trip as you are on a tuna trip.
And not just every day, but everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be right outside the harbor. They can be, you know, over at Clemente, we've seen them just outside the anchorage, Catalina, just outside the kelp lines. You got to be looking. You got to look hard. Once you find your fish, most people use a 50 or 80 pound swordfish caster and, you know, 200 pound fluorocarbon leader, Mustad 7691 10-0 hook. And you want to hook that mackerel not crossways through the nose, but through the lower jaw up through the nose. So if the sword whacks it, it's going to stay on the hook better. And you want to line the boat up and get that bait out in front and to the side of the fish. A lot of guys will twitch the bait one time, so a lot of times those swordfish, when they're feeding deep and they come up on the surface, their eyes aren't acclimated to the sunlight. So twitching your bait one time, giving that mackerel, a live mackerel, a flash, will help the fish locate your bait. And, you know, do your prayer. Make sure you're ready to go. And they say like 1 out of 25 fish will eat on the surface. So they're not feeding on the surface. They're digesting their meals from you know, they're feeding out of, you know, 800 to 1,000 feet. A lot of pressure down there. It's hard to digest. So they come up on the surface to digest their food, warm up, and then go back down and feed. So, yeah, you can catch them on the surface. The odds are against you, but when you do, you'll be on Let's Talk Hookup Show.
So crazy.
Well, always being ready.
Yeah,
for
always
that
ready
is so key. Having a rod and reel and a bait that you could, you know, like you talked about your buds that were deep dropping and saw a spot of bluefin come up, but they didn't have a popper to cast. Boy, it's the same thing. Like
if you don't
have a mackerel in the tank and you don't have a rod and reel that you can cast one, you can just about guarantee you're going to see one.
Yeah.
And you're not going to, you know.
Have a bait.
You know, always have a bait.
Always have a bait. And, you know, they'll eat a barracuda, a bonito, a frozen squid, but mackerel's pretty good bait, too.
Yeah, and like you said, you'd hear about it all the time. You know, guys catching them right outside the harbor. Our fish was in 50 fathoms of water. You know, they're, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it just, you know.
Got to be looking.
Yeah, got to be looking and got to be ready for when the opportunity presents itself, for
crazy,
sure. Yeah,
man.
No doubt. Hey, great phone call, Jim, very much. And a great text came through. This one, good morning, guys. Loving all this talk, keeping this ball rolling about swordfish. Bob, we talked about the gear. What about the baits? When guys are dropping deep, what type of bait is most commonly being used? What kind of baits, what kind of alternative baits are out there? And is there any use of artificial? That's all from Tom in San Clemente.
That's a good question.
Yeah, great question. I keep it simple. I go to the Japanese market and I buy their large squid. They're 12 to 14 inches long, and you can find them at any Japanese market. There's one in Costa Mesa, Tokyo Central, that I go to. And we hook these squids. It's not complicated. I hook them through the mantle up at the front, the buoy. The buoy bait, I use a circle hook, 18-0 Mustad circle hook, and then the tip rod, I'll use a J hook. And we can talk about that later. But as far as I don't sew up the bait, I sew the eye and the legs to the mantle, do a couple stitches, and then hook the bait at the tip of the squid, and I take a zip tie, and I go sideways through the squid, back up through the eye of the hook and zip it tie, and then clip the tag, and you're good to go.
So you're zip tying the squid to the hook so that your squid is attached to the,
yeah,
to the hook?
Yeah, after you thread your hook on up towards the tip,
mm-hmm.
And the buoy gear guys showed me this trick. I take a zip tie, and you go sideways through the tip of the squid, and then the tag comes around, you go through the eye of the hook,
mm-hmm.
And then you zip it tight, and that just keeps the eye of the hook.
So it's double secured on the hook,
double
basically.
Secured,
makes sense.
I mean, there's guys that do all this sewing and stuff, and I keep it simple. One zip tie, and then I'll take either a zip tie or wax thread and stitch the legs and the eye, the head part, to the mantle.
And that's just so when that swordfish comes up to the bait and he whacks it around, he doesn't just immediately blow the bait apart and the head doesn't rip apart from the body.
And that is so loosely, like, together, really. Yeah. I mean, you
especially
know,
on a dead one that's been frozen and then put back together and then refrozen again.
And soaking for an hour.
Right.
And there's not a lot of secrets about baits. I mean, they're feeders down there. They're eating. And guys have used, you know, just about everything. Strip baits, belly baits, mahi baits, just about anything will work. But the squid is
natural.
It's what they're feeding on.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat sand dabs, rockfish, sablefish, everything down there. The squid is just like, it's an easy bait to acquire and fish.
It's solid.
Yeah,
and
it works good. Some people will do a skirt, a glow-in-the-dark skirt on their tip rod in front of the squid, and we played with that. And I personally like two glow beads in front of my hook, and that's another commercial trick. And Utah, give me two.
Yeah.
those Momoi Globeads.
Yeah.
I didn't think a little Globead would make a difference, but we had a trip out on the 43, and we were bringing in our gear right at dark, and the bait was about 100 feet from the boat. And I looked over the side, and sure enough, I saw my light and those two little Globeads at 100 feet. And I'm
That's
like, okay.
Crazy.
But yeah, Utah, give me two.
Yeah. The thing that I find so interesting about bait is here in our fishery, SoCal, I would bet 98% of our fish are caught on squids. You go to the East Coast, and less than 50% of them are caught on squids.
Really?
Less than 50.
Yeah.
It's all, that fishery is all
strip
belly strips,
yeah.
You know, because the belly strips are so much tougher, and they weather the storm of bites. And, you know, squid back there, those guys that go through a lot of bites, and they all think, oh, squid's too soft. You know, you don't get enough longevity out of the bait. But you know, whether it's because of effectiveness, like you say, Corey, whether it's because that's what ours are feeding on, whether it's just because, hey, man, not broke, don't fix it rule, all of those are important. We're the same way. I have that info in my back pocket. We use squids 100% of the time, but it's curious that on the East Coast, a much, much higher percentage are belly strip and not squids.
Interesting, because, I mean, squid are like in every ocean, and they're probably as prevalent on the East Coast,
sure,
as they are here. I mean,
I think they
have the Gulf Stream back there,
yeah,
a lot more drift, a lot of current, and it's a completely different fishery.
Sure.
And how far offshore do they have to run to get to that, like 30 plus?
No, like off Miami, they're like 6-8 miles, yeah, to the drop off. But further
north,
the continental shelf drop
gets further out.
Yeah, further out. But the thing that they have that we are challenged out here is they just have that one continental shelf drop off
where we have multiple ridges.
Yeah, they can follow that line. And I had a swordfish captain come out to California and took him out on my boat, and I showed him the chart here of SoCal. He's like, oh, man, this is
where
a problem.
Do we start?
I'm like, why? And he goes, you got too much good structure.
Yeah,
you know,
crazy.
From,
in the
from Oregon to Mexico. You know, where are you
going
to go?
So, yeah.
But, you know, those squid, they don't tangle often. They're streamlined. And they look really good in the water.
And they get bit.
They get bit.
That's what I'm saying. One of the single most important rules in fishing is the not broke, don't fix it rule.
Right.
And they get bites, and they're easy to rig, and they're easy to acquire, and they don't require a ton of work. And
one of these days, we're going to hang a cow bluefin reeling that squid up.
No
doubt. It's going to happen.
No doubt.
Speaking of ain't broken, don't fix it. Look who we've got on hold right there.
Yeah, he's
the
here,
man.
Yeah. You got it. It's time for that fishdope.com report, Corey.
It's brought to us by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Come soon. And they have an all-new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Plus, with the addition of the new team members, they'll continue to make it easier. I'm all fumbled up here because it's all new, right, Rick?
Yeah, exciting.
And it's a really cool thing coming on. And when we had Tim Ekstrom in here earlier, he was explaining it to us last weekend. And so that texting and all that stuff is going to go away, and they're going to have a whole new online system, and that's coming ahead soon. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location of Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check fishermansprocessing.com.
All right. Well, with that said, let's find out what's going on. It's your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's online. What's up, Dave?
Ain't broke, don't fix it. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob, Corey. Congratulations. Big, big deal. That is
thanks,
so
buddy.
Exciting.
We're really
now
excited.
I have got a little buddy to grow up with, huh?
Yeah, we're pretty pumped, man. It's very cool.
It is, and that was cool looking at the Christmas decorations, that post you made. He looked like he was having a good time. Hey, gang, we're down here at the beach at Chileno down here in Cabo San Lucas. It's a really rough day down here. It's like 80 degrees already. The water's 81. Kelly and I are snorkeling around. I had to get out of the water to come talk to you. I know it's not that warm up there, but it is beautiful down here.
Oh,
hey, let's talk about that fishing up there. Brian Woolley got me all fired up because the calico bass fishing, like I've been talking about every time I'm on the show, Corey, is really phenomenal right now at Catalina. I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know if they think that it's spring or what. I mean, the pictures I'm getting, the male calicos are all golden-cheeked, all fired up. They're all excited. The girls are got that nice white belly going on. It is a wonderful time to be a fisherman at Catalina. It's the most consistent place right now to catch fish. There's still bonita to catch down on the east end, down from Avalon to the rock quarry. The backside, lots of squid spread out all over the backside, little trickle of sea bass for the guys that put in the time and work hard at it. And really, like I said, good calico bass fishing. But the big news is, just like when we left off last year in the wintertime, Bob, the halibut are absolutely biting. And it's unbelievable, the counts that are coming from Catalina and from the Channel Islands already. There's really good halibut fishing up at the Channel Islands. And the Channel Islands are covered up with squid, too. It's looking like it's going to be one of those sea bass years, is what I'm thinking. And that's talking about a couple weeks ago. I didn't hear him yesterday. I don't know if he touched on it or not, but there's tons of squid up and down the coast, and really good halibut fishing at the islands, which is just spectacular. And then that bluefin just seems to keep on biting, but it's kind of way out there, and it's kind of tough for the private boaters with the getting dark at 3 p.m. now, so you're not seeing a lot of coverage from the smaller boats going tuna fishing. But that swordfish thing, yep, there's swordfish to catch up at the Channel Islands down. Your office, Rick, you can go straight far, less than 10 miles and soak a bait all day, and you got a good chance to catch a swordfish. It's just a great time to be a fisherman.
Totally agree, buddy. Well, we appreciate that. Glad you were able to peel yourself out of the beautiful water and snorkeling to give us a little report. And like you say, man, it's a time when the crowds are gone, but there's still some rad fishing to be had.
Phenomenal. So thank you for letting me be on the show today, guys.
All good, buddy. If somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on with your saltwater guide, how do we do it, Dave?
Well, I'm impossible not to see. So just jump on any social media or go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and then you don't have to fish your own fish.
There you go. Appreciate it, Dave. As always, a great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. All right. Thanks a lot for that. Corey, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Oh, let's do it. How about Robert? Robert calling from Canning Country. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show as usual. I was real curious about that T-bar he was talking about with the electric drill. I've been thinking about getting an electric reel now that we're fishing over 300 or 400 feet for rockfish. Just wondering about that T-bar and where you can get something like that.
So the one that we carry in our shop is made by a company called Speedy Crank, and it's a T-bar handle, and the center of it has like a Durin or a little like a Teflon style like a cap, and there's three different style caps, and they will like interchange based on like the different type of reel you have, and they kind of go over the two-speed button. You know, there's like a bigger round button that goes over the Internationals, and there's a little more squared one that goes over the Shimano. So that's a very cool one. There was a company that I believe, as far as I know, is just no longer in business that was really popular called the Reel Cranky. That was a super popular one. It fit very well, and it had a U-joint in it, so you didn't have to be perfectly 90 degrees with your drill motor. It was really nice to use, but to my knowledge, Reel Crankies are gone. Hoos, you got any input on that?
You're exactly right. My tip for the T-bar is you want your reel in low gear.
Yep.
You don't want to burn your reel up in high gear, and also put the drill in low gear.
You got it. Totally.
And whether you're fishing cod or swordfish, it's a two-man job, and you want someone to keep an eye on when your weight or swivel or something comes up. I've seen it twice where you're not paying attention, and that weight will or swivel will slam into the rod tip and break the rod.
Bust the tip insert
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's a two-man job. One person holds the drill, and the other person is guiding the line.
And watching for
and
the sinker.
Watching for the sinker.
One of those right-angle drills helps, too, if you happen to have one of those things. It just gives you – because it's no big deal for the first 20 seconds, but then, like, trying to hold the drill perfectly straight and keep the cranky on. Like, the real cranky was nice because it, like – it clamped on to the handle. And all of the newer versions pardon me that I've seen they just kind of attach and slip on
yeah.
but don't clamp as well. And Makaira makes one for their reels, which I don't have any personal use, but I've seen it and it looks really nice. I mean I wish I had a little more familiarity with it, but it looks really good, and it's from the manufacturer built for it. I think that it looks really cool
and built for the occasion.
Mm-hmm, but it only fits their particular reel, so if you have a Makaira, that is an option too. But
I have a question. So with all this, not deep drop swordfish, but with the deep drop rockfish, these guys are getting the reels. Like I talked to Eric Landisfine, and they're buying these reels from Japan, right? Mm-hmm. Do you see anything like that coming to our market from Shimano or from anybody else? Like,
no doubt. So Shimano and Daiwa, like the two biggest manufacturers,
yeah.
You know, they all make electric reels down to the size of bass reels.
But we don't have them
in
here.
In their Japanese domestic market, the JDM stuff.
Yeah.
And, I'm the most intimately familiar with Shimano and a little bit with Daiwa. You know, Shimano only has the electric reels available here in the larger size that we use for kite fishing, or we use for maybe deep dropping, for sword fishing, things like that. I do for sure see in the next coming years those becoming available in the American market. Daiwa has the Tanacom down to a 500 size reel. Now that's a kind of a bait sized reel, it's hard because JDM reels are no longer difficult to get. You know, that used to be you had to have somebody who would go to Japan and get one for you.
But Rick, if I want to go this week with the Santa Ana weather and fish 700-800 feet of water or 1,000 for the rockfish, I want to be able to go into Fisherman's Landing and pick one up and go, right?
Well,
I mean,
you want to do that, but it's more than just that. Like,
it's
easy to get one these days online. You can get anything online.
Yeah.
But the problem with online shopping, and obviously I'm biased being I own a tackle store, but I honestly don't say it for that reason. You buy JDM reels, they will not fix them through Shimano. So even though you buy a Shimano electric reel that you bought online very easily, click a couple buttons, the reel came to you, but it was from the Shimano Japanese domestic market, if and when something happens and you send it in for service, they send it back. Like, they won't work on non-Shimano America reel. So that's the only kicker to it.
Yeah. Or get a Beastmaster, and you have the portable battery packs, and you can walk up and down the rail.
Yeah.
You no longer have a cord. That's what we do on my boat. And then in the spring, we use them for deep water cod fishing this time of the year. And, the Beastmaster's not that
big. It's in between a 4.0 and a 6.0.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
Affordable.
And then in the summertime, that's your kite reel.
Yeah.
So works both ways. And it's not too big of a reel. And get the battery packs.
Yeah.
Charge them up.
So there is a way to do it. And not only mention this because, we were just opened up to deep water, right?
Sure,
So, it's kind of it's something that's right here, right now, ready to roll.
We're not savages.
Right?
We're not savages.
Oh, I love savage, man. I want to watch. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We'll be right back on that Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip. Built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at Gamakatsu.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Brown from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Okuma is proud to, once again, be a sponsor of the Hall Family Shows. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and see why Okuma is one of the world's leaders in fishing tackle. Check us out at OkumaFishingUSA.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I always say we're having fun, but man, we're having so much fun in studio with the man, Bob Hoos from Costa Sunglasses. And man, you brought two pair to give away, one of the texters, one of the caller. We're giving away a Bill Varney calendar to each winner on the texter and caller side. And Brian Woolley's thrown in from Dainor's Orchestra on a three-quarter day trip. So
yeah,
we'll flip a coin.
Hey, we talked about it yesterday. A really cool event going on next weekend. It's hosted by the SoCal Kayak Anglers and Fastlane Kayaks and Kayak Center. It's the 7th annual Toys for Tots charity event at Fastlane. It's December the 9th from 7 a.m. to 2. Registration begins at 6:15. It's basically a little kayak fishing tournament. It's a kayak bay bass event. The entry fee is $20, or you can bring two unwrapped kids' toys. For full details and registration, you can go to their tournament website, which is tourney. I would say just go to the Fastlane website. It's far too long to describe. But any questions, you can check. You can email Ray at the email address that's also not legible on this little note. But again, Fastlane Kayaks and SoCal Kayak Anglers. You know, do a little research, you can get the info. Unfortunately, the little tab is unfortunately a little too blurred out to read.
Yeah.
But a very cool event, and again, raising money and or more so toys for a rad little tournament going on next Sunday at Fastlane.
Just don't go down and try to see Ron today or tomorrow. They're closed Sunday, Monday.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think Santa and Costa are going to do a drive-by before Saturday at Fastlane.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. Nicely done.
Who's that down here?
There it is.
That's cool.
Good time.
Well, hey, with that, we got a great bud on the line. We got, which is funny, his ears are burning because the next text I was going to read was about him, but we're going to sneak right to him. That's our buddy Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning. First of all, Rick, congratulations.
Thanks,
and,
Bart.
Yeah, you know, you're a great fisherman. You're a great tech. You have unbelievable knowledge of tackle, but your main job, I'm sure you're going to be better at that, is being a dad. And I'm so pleased. It just thrilled me. Anyhow.
Very proud to
hey, Corey,
you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bart.
Hi, Corey. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing very well, Bart. Good to hear from you.
Good. I've lost so much weight, I won't have to crawl out of your boat and lay on the dock before I can sit up next time we go fishing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, after a day of calico fishing, I'd be crawling out of the boat too, man. I love it.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bart. Good morning.
It's fun. This is a fun show, man, I tell you. But, you know, you know a lot of stuff, and I have a question. What most people don't know is that before I went to work for my dad, I was a manufacturer representative for one of the companies. It was Foster Grant, and they had polarization when nobody really did way back then. And then, you know, I've had other high-end polarized glasses over the years. But when I go fishing with Costas, it seems to be so much better. Is that my imagination, or do you have some special technique for making the polarization better on Costas?
No, I give that credit to our lens factory over in Italy. It's in Milan, and they're the best in the world, and they have engineers there for 40 years, same company. And like anything in business, they're constantly improving the polarized lens. And now we have all these options of lens color. We have the 580 technology, and that's what, you know, see what's out there. And it's a game changer, especially when we're up there at the High Sierras. Fishing trout, whether fly or lure or bait. I mean, to be able to see, you know, where those fish are stacked up is going to make a difference.
Game changer.
Yeah. Bart, with you being on the line, I want you to hang on while we read this text, because I was excited when I saw you, Paul. And this was sent to us from Brian in Westminster. And it just says, good morning, guys. I wanted to share my experience getting a pair of prescription Costas last year at the Bart Hall show. I went to the Costa booth, and one of the Costa reps grabbed a few pairs, and we stepped outside the building to try the different lenses. I ended up choosing the Rincon C frame with a green mirror lens. Bob, the optometrist that was on hand, fitted me, and I received my glasses within a couple weeks. It was super easy. I loved getting my new Costas, and I loved picking them up at the show. And that was from Brian in Westminster.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, that program's going to repeat here in January, February, March. So we'll have our prescription reps at our booth for anyone that needs prescription. And on the sports side, you'll be talking to me.
How cool.
Just one of the many reasons to come to visit the show, Bart.
Oh, that is so cool. And we want to thank Costa. You guys have been a sponsor for I don't know how long, Bob. I mean, over a decade, I know that. So
you're aging us, Bart. It's scary.
No, trust me. When you're my age, it's scary. You're not old enough yet. Okay, guys. Anyway, great show. Thank you very much.
Bart, give us a rundown. What's the times and when you know we're knocking at the door? Here we are. It's already December, and the show's right around the corner.
Well, you know, it was concerned initially when we changed the dates to January. But if you think about it, you look across the country, most shows like ours occur in January. For example, up in Northern California, in Sacramento, the ISC show occurs the week before us in January. Across the country, it's the same way. So this is our new date for Long Beach, January 25th to the 28th. It's a four-day show, those early dates, I think, are going to work well, especially for the landings, because they're going to have their boats in now, and then they start fishing, in early February, so or before that, actually. So that's going to work good. And then we're going to move down to Del Mar, of course. And we were in these dates last year. That's January 15th through the 18th. It's the President's Day weekend, so you can have a little more fun on Sunday than you normally do. And then, of course, we're going to have our general boat show on the 3rd. So it's going to be a great year. We're very excited about it. There's a lot of things going on, and one thing I want to tell you about that I wanted to do for a long time, but Pat McDonald put this together. And in Long Beach, I'm working this in Del Mar. We're going to have a women's symposium. So women who fish, women who are in the sport fishing industry, it's going to be quite exciting to be on Saturday at Long Beach.
That's awesome.
Super cool.
Well, Bart, we can't wait. It's coming together, buddy. Appreciate the heads up, and it's always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for the kind words, and, man, we can't wait. It's almost showtime.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Us too, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk real soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, yeah. We got a great text coming through. This one's for Bob. Said, I've got a pair of Costa sunglasses. Bob, what is the widest frame that you make? My thing that I like so much about Costas is that they fit my face. Many other glasses feel too small for me. That's from Ray in Santee. Looking for a suggestion on wide frames.
So all my big head buddies, call them the big head buddies. You want to go with the Costa Permit. Mm-hmm. That's our widest frame, and it's very rare if you've got a big dome that the permit won't fit you.
No doubt.
Like just yesterday, I had a guy call me and he said, "Hey, I got a big head," and I just. Simple answer, permit. You know,
Spiro XL is another good
Spiro
choice,
XL,
but you're right. Permit. If every we keep a bunch of permits in the store for that exact reason. And who's I've seen it 1,000 times.
Mike Lackey, you know, permit
guy will come in and be like, "Oh, I'd love to have things, but these things never fit. They always squeeze my temple." Like, well, here, try these things on, and like, oh my God, this is great. If glasses don't fit you.
And like Rick was saying, Spiro XL is another one, but it's very important to get fitted before you make the purchase, because sometimes if there's slight pressure when you first try them on, it doesn't feel like a lot, but 6 or 8 hours on the water, it's like
nothing
a headache.
Nothing worse.
It's a headache. And these people that buy them online, unless they know the pair that fits, I say do not buy them online just because you like what it says or
but,
it looks
But on
good.
Top of that, the lens differences.
You've got to try them on.
So outside of like Fisherman's Landing, who has an awesome selection.
Yeah, you can walk right out on the water.
But what about up north, like in Orange County, L.A.?
Hogan's, Dana Wharf has got a big selection. Yeah. Dana Point, Angler Center. There's
Longfin's
got a 142 display. It's anywhere where you can buy quality fishing tackle, it's more than likely.
Yeah, Costa is synonymous with all the best places, all the best shops all
and
have Costa.
You know, the surf shops too. It's not,
really?
Yeah, we're in all the surf shops as well. They're watermen.
Lifestyle wear too.
When the waves are flat, they fish. The waves are up, they surf. So we're like, surf shops came to us and said, "Hey, you know, surfers are watermen. They fish. They dive." So, we need Costas in the surf shop as well.
Super cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Hills, the one and only from Ventura? Good morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for the great show. I have two questions, actually. Bob, do you take trade-ins? I have a pair of some glasses made by someone named Jim, but I'm just kidding. Sorry. But the other question is, Bob, I caught a striped marlin one time at the 9 Mile Bank, and I took way too long pulling on that thing. And someone goes, you can't pull on them for too long because they'll get faded and then they'll like get eaten by a shark. Is that the truth? What's the truth on that?
You know, in all my years of fishing striped marlin, I've never had a shark encounter ever, even down in Mexico. And you know, fighting a striped marlin too long, that doesn't sound like a problem. I would actually enjoy that. I mean,
right?
Striped marlin, they're aerial, it's a fun battle. That's why, I mean, the goal is to fight a fish. And so fighting it too long, not a problem. But no, I've never had a shark encounter, up here on a marlin. In the Atlantic, they have a really bad shark problem. A lot of times on the sailfish, if they fight them too long, shark will come in and grab them, but not up here. So, that fish, if you want to release it, it's a long battle. Grab its bill, put the boat in gear, revive it, get the water flowing through its gills, and set them on its way, and be ready to catch them again soon.
I like your thinking.
Good call.
Yeah.
Hey, had a great text come through. This one says, "Hi, Let's Talk Hookup. My name is Evan. I'm 16, and I like all types of saltwater fishing. I was curious if you could tell me some of the best types of halibut baits. My dad and I have been going to Cabrillo Beach and have been doing really good. I recently got a 14-pounder. Thanks for the info.
That's from Evan. Evan's getting all stoked out.
I'm going to throw this over to the wizard, Corey.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I enjoy doing it, that's for sure. But the hard jerkbait thing is a real deal. That'll work for you. But how many times are you actually at the beach where there isn't a blade of surf grass or seaweed or kelp, you know, to get in your way? The weedless thing is 100% like
on the halibut too.
Oh, 100%. Yes, that's the way I do it. Yeah, with a 5-inch weedless.
5-inch weedless. Any particular color?
It's just bait fish colors, man. You really can't go wrong.
Well,
the cleaner the water, the clearer the lure.
Yeah.
The stain the water, you go with a little more of a solid profile.
For halibut, is it a different retrieve with the weedless?
It's just
slow and steady.
From the beach, I mean, I've caught 12 of them in the last 2 years. You know, not a lot, but a lot by some standards. And it's just throwing it out, letting it sink out to that 8 feet of water and wind it in 3, 4 feet, 5 feet. You know, slow, let it sink again, just to maintain that 18 inches to 2 feet from the bottom. And the bites are reactionary. They
just
will
wind through.
Listen, they absolutely hammer that
rush
thing. There's no question you're bit. The only thing you're forfeiting is the 20 perch bites and the, you know, corbina. I've had corbina try to eat it.
That's not a problem.
No, I've seen some pretty cool stuff, you know, but you'll have fun, Evan. I'm glad you're enjoying it and having a good time doing it.
Do you ever mess with, like, I know that you've talked about a lot that you use that Gamakatsu weighted style hook.
That is.
Do you ever mess with any of the weedless style lead heads?
A sled head?
Well, I mean more so like I see Warbaits is making that neck breaker, you know, a weedless style hook that's got a lead head that's jointed that's attached to it. I think there's other manufacturers that make a similar type product that use a weedless style hook but using a lead head in front of it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix
it. Yeah, sure.
Right?
No,
so that Gamakatsu 7-0 is a gaff hook.
Uh-huh.
And in a 5-inch bait, which is some standards, people think it's too big, but the grunion are 6, 7, 7.5 inch is a true grunion, and that's what I'm trying to imitate, period. End of the story, grunion.
Sure.
And
your goal when you're going down to the beach is to catch a 22-inch and better halibut.
I catch, honestly, I mean, there's 3/4 of a halibut are all legal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not messing with small ones.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. You're going down there to target legal halibut.
And the majority are 7, 8 pounds. Like, that's an average legal.
How about your jerk shads?
They work well on the same exact hook.
Yeah.
The same hook.
Same weedless hook.
I figured that out 2 seasons ago and put that 7-inch on that. And I've talked about how many times on this show.
Yeah.
It is such a unique swim, Bob, that it because the weight is back a little bit, it pivots differently. It doesn't sink head first. It more glides. Twitch, that thing moves around like crazy. It's like
instead of the darter head, you're using that weedless weight.
So the weight's back a little bit. Yeah,
I like that.
It's incredible. Yeah, a lot of bites. A lot of good bites. Anyway, you can hear me all fired up.
Evan, go get him, man. Glad you're seeing some success. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
I know it. Brian, are you fired up as I am? Good morning.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, I am just as fired up as you guys are. I'm actually at work right now doing Santa's work. I'm a mailman doing deliveries.
Right?
Yeah. I was asking, since I go in and out of businesses quite a bit, inside, outside, what's the best lens that you guys recommend for that constant change in light condition?
Good question.
It's funny that you're calling about this because the UPS and the Amazon FedEx guys, I work remote at my home, and we're always talking. I have the Costa Smear van in the driveway, and they're like, "Oh, Bob, what's going on? Hey, I'm you know, mail delivery, what lens. And I always tell them, just go with the gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go with gray. That's gonna, it's gonna cut the glare. It's not very neutral. Yeah, very neutral. I wear them inside warehouses and, you know, you can still see. It's just the overall, like, one pair, go with the gray.
Your eyes able to relax really easy in it.
Eyes are gonna see the same colors, but no glare. And you can, if you're a fisherman, I think you are, you're gonna use them out on the water. Yeah, go with a gray and, you know, a style, you don't need the wrap around, you know, frame when, on land. So, you know, go with the style, Spiro XL, Rincon, yeah. Slack Tide. Those are all good styles for that kind of application.
I dig it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, good call for sure. Appreciate it very much. How about we try to sneak one more in there, Corey?
Well, the one and only Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, is there a difference? Is there a difference between a saltwater and freshwater lens? What is that?
No difference. And that's the beauty of Costa's 580 lens. It's a polarized lens, and the only difference that you have on the lens are the different colors. There's a whole spectrum of ranges from gray, blue mirror, green mirror, copper, silver mirror, and you.
How about the one that we didn't talk about? The sunrise.
Sunrise. Yeah. I thought Bart was going to ask that question. That's low light conditions, overcast days, and it is like unfair advantage.
Totally.
For sight fishing.
For me, it cannot be your number one pair. Like, you cannot wear it all the time. It can't be the only pair of shades you have. It has to be your, like, in the back pocket, but in the tool, but
sunrise,
as a tool.
Silver mirror.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, it's so legit.
All our fly fishing guides, trout guys, they're like 90% sunrise silver mirror.
But they don't wear it all day.
No. If you have, if
when it gets bright out, yeah, you've got to get into something else.
Yeah, if your eyes are sensitive to the sun, it's not going to, on a day like today, looking out,
it's
too much. But,
but if it's middle of the day and it's
early
overcast,
morning, overcast days, you know, late in the afternoon, low light conditions, it's a game changer.
Those times when you wish you in your glasses because you're trying to find a breezer, but it's too dark in the afternoon, and, like, you still want to be in your shades, but it's too dark to, you throw those things on, and all of a sudden, boom, the breezer still pops out at you.
Yeah.
They're an important tool.
And that period can last a solid hour.
Totally, sure.
Speaking of swordfish, I get a lot of calls from the harpooners, the guys out on the end with the harpoon, and they're wearing sunrise silver mirror as they're getting ready to harpoon that fish, because they're looking down into the water and they got to, make that shot.
Very niche.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, I got it.
I want to be a part of that niche.
Yeah, you want to talk about a guy who the buck stops here,
too.
Yeah, there's
a $3,000 fish underwater.
Well, let me tell you, the buck doesn't stop here, because we have a lot to give away when we return on Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. Let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We've got so much to give away. Grab the coin there,
all right,
Bob.
Who's due us the honor, the prize
Santa's,
coin?
Santa's flipping out.
Doing it.
Okay, whoa. Who do we got? We're off the table. What do we got? It is the caller.
Okay, so the caller, Brian and Wildemar, wins the three-quarter day trip out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, along with the Costa glasses.
Hey, nice.
Yeah.
And a CCA calendar.
And a CCA calendar. And that means that Ray from Santee wins the texting end.
Other pair of Costas.
Right, a pair of Costas. Man, so awesome. And the
Merry
CCA
Christmas
calendar.
Ray.
Right.
So cool, you guys. Congratulations. I can't get over how fast 2 hours can roll by. So much fun having you in studio here with us this morning. So much stuff to cover with
Costa. From bait bass to swordfish, man.
Yeah, and you guys just do it right, man. Costa is such a cool company. You guys do such a great job. We talked about a little bit, lots of shows coming up. There's so much info out there with glasses. If somebody wants to keep up with everything that's going on with what we do, how is the best way to keep in touch with the dealers, you, everything? How do we just keep up?
Keep in touch is Costa Sun. Glasses.com, and then please come by the booth at all the shows next year. You're going to see all the new stuff. It was our 40-year anniversary. We're going to have a full lineup of Costas, 580 lens technology, meet and greet at the booth, and
awesome.
Thank you for having me. This was great, and again, it went by too quick.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Love having you. Hey, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Next Saturday, Mike Lum and Steve Pinard from Captain Rollo, and the next Sunday, Sean Sullivan, Master Fishing Photographer. Is going to be joining us. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.